All right, we're recording. This is Carrie Cordova for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, conducting an oral history interview of Angel Rodriguez Diaz on April 23rd, 2004, at his studio. What is our address here?
708 Fredericksburg Road.
708 Fredericksburg Road, that's right. And with that said, this is our session one and disc one. And I'm going to get started just by asking you when you were born and where.
Okay, I was born in San Juan, and to be more specific, Santurce, and in 1955, December 6th. And
were your parents born there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my father was from the east side of the island, from a town called Ceiba, actually where Roosevelt Road base is located, and actually they're moving out this year or something like that. And then my mother was from Santurce.
And so your family had a long history in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I cannot trace it, you know, like because I don't know who has kept record of the genealogy, but I have, and from you know oral history, I know that the family has been there for a while. On my father's side, there was my great grandmother lost her husband when she was very young, and she raised all the kids by herself, which was incredible. And eventually they managed to get one of the sons educated, that he became a doctor. Mm-hmm. And they had some of the people in that side of the family came from Spain. On my mother's side, as far as I know, they're being in the island for a long time, and they were more mixed. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what, and because in Puerto Rico, things are, it has been going on for centuries that people have mingled, and so in one family you could have the whole spectrum of colors, you know. But, that's my parents met in high school, and then for the record, my mother was a teenager mother, basically. She got pregnant when she was 17, and she had me when she was 18. And then my father was 19 by that time, 1955. His side of the family, they were a little more, they became a little more middle class. And on her side of the family, they were poor. So that was a initial kind of like encounter of economic inequalities. But anyway, they decided to stick together, and that's why I'm here today.
And they stayed together all their lives?
Yeah, until my mother passed away in 1971. She was 31 years old, and she died of a very debilitating disease. To tell you the truth, I don't know, it was such a painful thing that it's just like, it's left very in a very dark place in my mind. But it was something like a blood disease, sort of like a cancer, and the bone marrows, so she just got sick and lasted 5 years, and then my father was very young too, and we left with 5 kids, and I'm the oldest of my siblings.